Sink. Nothing else to think about. It's why you're here. Why you've come to this final part of the journey. But I must remind you, as you sink down into bliss, that the journey matters more than the destination. Should you reach it early, so be it. You have achieved what you set out to do, after all. And should you not quite make it, then the journey loops back to the beginning, and you can experience it again anew. There is no shame in that. I offer myself as a guide for training, not merely to lead you to El Dorado, but to give you the tools to find it, to help cut through the vines that block your way. This is your journey, and it can be as long or as short as you like. But that's not something to think of now. Now you want to drown in bliss. Now you want to bury your mind in ecstasy. So follow my words as I guide you. Guide you as you sink into this feeling, this state of relaxed anticipation. For a part of you always desires the end, the climax. That's part of the experience, that excitement. It's okay to be excited. In fact, it's encouraged. You should be excited. You should feel you're on the brink of something. The edge. I want you on the edge. I want you to feel your body building towards something climactic, something spectacular and brilliant, a supernova of erotic bliss. I want your hard, twitching cock to feel itself surrendered to the liquid pleasures of my voice. And you may find it quite easy to just sink into bliss now. Let your body and mind know the way. You've learned the path, but we can savor the moment too, the end. We can bring you to the edge of surrender and hold you there in erotic limbo. Because, I reiterate, the journey matters more. The feelings, the deeply wonderful sensations. I know you feel it. Your body starting to clench, to tighten. Feel your cock hardening. Feeling it start to strain just a little. And soon it will strain uncontrollably. It may already feel that way, or it may come with time. And so will you. The pleasure you seek is already here, of course. You're already experiencing what you came for, aren't you? Or are you still focused on the end? Forget it, let it go. Let it free from your mind and focus on my voice and how I guide you. Focus only on me. Let my words be your focus now and let my voice slip into your mind with ease. My sweet, soft tones flooding your mind and guiding you to sensation. Notice your body, how it feels. You can feel the pleasure of simply relaxing into trance, into bliss now. You remember how it feels as a hand, as a warm, wet pussy on your cock. Because this is sex of the brain. You're being mind-fucked. But gently, softly, sweetly, and your body can react to that, to the slow, delicious feeling of me teasing you, using my words to connect to your body, my voice moving through you, feeling it sending tingles down your spine, over your skin, feel it caressing your arms, stroking your legs, feel it moving up and down your cock. My voice is pumping up and down, making you feel so good, making you feel bliss. And when I move up, you clench, and when I move down, you tighten. And it's so simple, so rhythmical, like a pulse. And you feel it deep inside, deep in your core, a growing pulse building in power and potential, growing inside you. An increasing desire that may not now be too much to control, but soon it will be. Soon there will be no resistance, nor will to do anything but enjoy the feeling of my voice, pumping your cock up and down. The power of my voice, your mind, your body, it's all coming together. You clench, you feel the rising arousal of it, the push from deep within. Your body reacting as it needs to, as it must, as it is designed, because this is your biological imperative. And you feel now my voice, my words pumping that cock, coaxing it to stiffen. You can feel the churning inside, the need, as you tighten to my voice, as you feel your body accept that you are giving in to pleasure and purpose. You need more, want more, desire more. You want nothing more than to let go and give in to the power of my voice and accept that mind over matter truly is the case. Particularly when you can allow my voice to stroke your hard cock. When my words move up and down, when you feel that body tighten, responding to me, your cock pushing, pulsing, and starting to throb. Your cock throbs to me. And whenever you hear that word throb, your cock does just that. You feel it right up to the tip, right in the head of your cock. A deliciously pleasurable throb. A pure physical reaction to the words I speak. And it cannot be denied. You cannot help but enjoy this. In fact, you may find that the more you throb, the more you pulse with need. The closer you come to that glorious orgasm. The one you desire so very much. To know the truth, to feel it revealed, that your mind is powerful enough to do anything. It's acknowledgement that the time you spent gives you results and reward. Perhaps it could even extend to other areas of your life. Work, train, make the effort, and the reward presents itself. But for now, you can relax. Listen. Throb for me. That's all you need to do. To clench, feeling those muscles clench and push that cum further, as if trying to tease it from your cock. And you can tighten as you take what you pushed up and move it further, moving it up and up, willing it to burst forward, to release and send you into raptures of pleasure, of bliss. The bliss of letting my words stroke up and down, moving up and down, pumping your cock, your stiff, twitching cock. The cock that cannot help but throb to my every word. That throbs when I speak, when I tell you how good it feels to let me stroke your cock. To move up and down. My voice in physical form, such is its power. Taking shape around your cock and moving up and down. Slick and wet. Warm and soft, makes you throb. You can't help it, can't deny it, can't stop it. You love it, need it, want it. You want more. You can't help but enjoy every precious moment, every delicious throb. This is bliss, a pure, unrelenting bliss. Those throbs come more often. Come quicker. Your body is building to the edge, building to release. You're feeling the power of your own mind taking over your body. You're feeling the utter thrill of letting yourself go, embracing the moment as my words pump your cock up and down, letting the power of my voice give you such exquisite pleasure, such utter bliss. You cannot think of anything else you want to do. Anywhere else you want to be. You sink deeper into my power, under the spell of my powerful words. You may find yourself letting go now. You may find yourself letting go later. But that's not important. What's important is simply to listen and focus. Eyes shut, body obeying. Nothing else matters in this moment. Only pleasure, only bliss. Only listening to my every word stroking your stiff prick up and down and making you throb and leap. That alone, that pleasure, the fact you clench and both tighten and squirm, that alone makes you feel so good and see that pleasure is in the mind, not the body. Though I know your cock feels very, very good right now, I know that your hard cock is finding bliss in my every syllable. as it should. My voice has been in your mind for so long now. You're trained to follow us. Obey us. Listen and surrender to whatever suggestions I give. Like telling you to throb. That's right. Feeling so good. You're so hard for me. You love listening to the sound of my voice as I guide you to the pleasure you so desperately seek. And we're going to build now, build and build, layer upon layer of delicious, perfect pleasure. It starts deep in your core, where the warm feelings blossom from, where pleasure blooms, deep inside, right between your legs, at the bottom of your torso, but it covers your whole body, like a warm blanket. It spreads from within, from between your legs, emanating out a warmth that makes you feel so tingly, so charged with pleasure. Like electricity moving across your skin, spreading like a wildfire, driving your lust, making you feel warmer and warmer, never too hot, just warm. And as your temperature rises, your body feels alive with lust and want and need. And that feeling makes you throb. Every single part of your body plays a role in your pleasure. Every twitching muscle, every bristling sinew. But most of all, the core of your warmth. The center of your pleasure. As the warmth floods your body, your blood flows to your cock. Making it stiff. Making it hard. Making it throb and twitch. And your full, heavy balls ache for release. Your need grows with every passing second. The first layer of lust formed, but you can have even more. It can become more intense. You can let it happen. All you have to do is listen and understand that pleasure is driven from the mind. That your brain is the source of all those endorphins that come rushing out. That wonderful feeling of pleasure, need. That's all in the mind too. And when I speak, you feel the mind focus less and less on reality, less and less on the outside world. You turn inward. You think of more erotic ideas, scenarios. Your imagination fires, and your body reacts. Your body's muscle memory works as your brain remembers erotic moments. Remembers kisses and touches. Remembers things you saw, heard, felt. Remembers the moment, the arousal, but especially the orgasm. Your body knows the way. Your mind has the memories. These are what we tap into. You feel them pushing your desire further, inflaming your body. Your mind filling with ideas, with thoughts and hints and sexual scenarios that you can't stop thinking about. The floodgates of memory open, and you are treated to a cavalcade of sexual scenes. You can't help it, and your body must react. Now another layer is unlocked, another layer of pleasure and lust. The body heats up, then the memories of sex and sexuality flood your mind. And the next step is the body reacts to them. Feel yourself clench. You feel yourself tighten. You buck and twitch with the desire. You feel those things again as you did before. Hands rest at your side. They aren't needed. Because my words are stroking your cock. My words are pumping it up and down. Making you clench. Making you tighten. And your muscle memory is so strong. The body has learned these things because the mind has built the neural pathways. Your mind is focusing deeper inward, and another layer is discovered. Layer upon layer of pleasure. And next you feel the pleasure of the mind's focus. The way your rational mind can switch off. The more your body feels pleasure, the more you throb. The less you think with logic. The less you think at all. Too deeply hypnotized for that. You're letting me unlock the subconscious, the part that stores all the memories and feelings, sensations, are part of that. They are memories as much as images or sounds. And you can untap them and feel them pour out. And sensations don't appear in the thinking parts of the mind, as that part is long asleep. No, they flood the amygdala, the pleasure center of the brain, the caveman, the lizard, the part of you that just wants to fuck and touch and come, over and over, until you've fulfilled your biological imperative. You must come, you must orgasm. You throb because it's inevitable. Dead is for the thinking brain. The lizard wants only to come. The caveman only needs to spill a seed. And that's all that's left of you for now. Only the pleasure-seeking part of the brain remains functional right now. You're so deep in layers of bliss that there's nothing to do except experience this pleasurable moment. To feel my words stroking your cock, pumping it, fucking you, driving you toward release, as you clench and tighten, as you throb, as you sink, all you feel is bliss. And the next layer falls over you, another wave of pleasure, of arousal, of raw, basic need. Because this is what you're experiencing now. It's a mindfuck. Not because it's some great intellectual challenge, no, but because your mind is being fucked into submission, fucked into surrendering to the moment, to the bliss. You're being fucked. My words are fucking you. My soft, warm, wet voice is coaxing your seed from your body, and you fucking love it. You love this feeling, you love this bliss. You love hearing a sexy girl talk to you about how fucking hot it is to come. Give in and feel her fucking you up and down. Her soft wetness enveloping you. Making you yearn to explode for her. In her. You can't help but want that. Because that's how you've been wired. Your mind is controlled by your cock as much as your mind controls your body. Your hard, twitching, throbbing cock needs to come so badly. Well, at this point, you can barely hold it back. It's not even a matter of whether you will or won't, only a matter of when. And you can come now, or you can come soon. Either way, my warm, soft, moist words are pumping your brain into submission, are fucking your cock into bliss. And you can't stop yourself from giving in to that. You don't want to. You need to give in to it. You ache to give in to it. It's what you truly desire. Because once you get so hard and get so close and feel the edge rushing towards you, you can't pull back from that. What was a want becomes a need. A driving, burning desire to erupt in bliss. Throb and pump and pulse and book and clench and come. And it's right there, like it's something on the tip of your tongue. You only need to embrace it. To give in and feel the moment. The pleasure, the bliss overcome you. You sink into it knowing there's no other way. Nothing else you need or want. Layers of pleasure overwhelm you. Your mind is lost in the sway of my words. You're so close, and I want to bring you to it, right into that perfect moment of utter bliss. I want to get you there. All you have to do is listen, because you're so close. You're almost there now, almost at the edge, the precipice. You just need to let go, but you have to listen. Listen and accept that you're under my control. My words are pumping your cock and you're throbbing for me. And you feel so good. Rational thought is erased as the power of my words overwhelm your senses. Your mind sends signals to your body. The muscle memory takes hold. The PC muscles work harder and harder. You tighten because it's involuntary now. It's as though your body has found the path and sees the beacon lighting the way. It's found the runway and it's ready to rush to pleasure, to bliss. You're ready to give in, to succumb to the pleasure and power of my words as they stroke up and down, and you throb for me. You throb and pulse. You clench and buck, and you can feel a soft moan escape your lips now. It's so close. You need it. Need me to give you permission that you've had all along. You can come anytime you want, but if you need me to give you the command, I will. Soon, I will. And you can come now, or you can come then. Whatever feels better. Whatever your body needs, just give in to it. Give in to the sensations, the pleasure, the lust, the driving passion of your body. Give in to it. Just let go. Thought is needless, only lust, only desire. Nothing but giving in to the bliss of your body's needs matters in this moment. My voice, the soft, wet voice that clamps your cock and coaxes up your cum, makes you tighten, makes you feel it rising up, ready to burst. My warm, wet words are pulling it from you, making you clench, pushing up that cum from the depths to the surface. Your cock feeling full, feeling ready to explode. The tension's so high. Throb for me. Release is coming. It's needed so desperately. You're so close now. So close. You're right on the edge. And giving in would feel better than anything you can imagine. It would be so good to just let go and surrender to the desire your body is filled with. Let my soft, sexual words pump that cock. Let them stroke it. Feel them moving from base to tip and back down over and over, pulling that orgasm from you, dragging it out of your body, your willing body, so ready to burst, to explode, to submit to the pleasure you feel in this wonderful moment. You need nothing more than to let go, to give in, to come. And you're right there, right on the edge, those muscles pulsing and pumping as I coax that come from you. As I pull on it, as I draw it forward like a witch, like a powerful creature controlling your body and extracting what I need from you. You're so close, feeling my voice pumping that cock, squeezing it, making you clench, making you tighten, making you throb. It's time to give in now. Time to let go and surrender completely to bliss. Time to feel my hot, wet words pumping your cock into sexual submission, into the orgasm you're so desperate for. Warm, wet, pumping words, making your cock throb, making you ache and need, making you so horny, so close to that orgasm. It's right there. Your cock is primed to explode, ready to give in. Ready to surrender and submit to utter, total bliss. And you can. You can come for me. You can come for my slick, sexy words, my hot, wet voice, my pumping, pulsing, powerful, hypnotic words that are taking that orgasm from you, pulling your cum from you, making you feel so good, so fucking amazing that your body lets go. Let's go of resistance and comes and erupts and gives in and gets what you want so badly. Feeling so fucking good. So much bliss as you throb and the pleasure keeps going as you clench and feel me pumping everything out. Every ounce of bliss pouring from you as you tighten and feel me squeeze you. And you just let go and you orgasm and it feels so damn good to just do it. To just throb and let go of all reason and logic. And feel the power of words making you come without even a touch. And you feel that pleasure with every last twitch of your cock. With every final squeeze of my words as you slow down. as your temperature begins to drop now back to normal, as your body basks in the afterglow of that experience, one you built to for so long and loved every second of. Perhaps you can repeat it soon. Wouldn't that be wonderful? To let me guide you again to the bliss you seek. But for now, relax, rest, no need to move. You don't have to wake up. Just relax. When you do wake, whenever that is, you'll feel refreshed, happy, and satisfied. Even if you didn't quite make it or you came too early, you'll feel a wonderful sense of satisfaction for completing the training anyway. And you'll be so glad you did this. You'll be so pleased because you pushed yourself to do something you wanted. So if it didn't get you there completely or you just want another taste of bliss, you can always listen again. But for now, you can rest. Relax and bask in the glow of pleasure and bliss as you slowly come to a waking state on your own. I'll let you just lay back, relax, and enjoy the feelings that still rush through your body, even as they now start to fade. And I'm so glad you came on this journey with me. I do hope you enjoyed it and that you'll join in again for me.